6 points, while Yemen and Afghanistan placed 3rd and 4th, respectively. And that was the news.
Distribution in 3 key areas, said DPR, of or the House of Representatives. Member Mai S.T. Wijayati has underlined the need for reassessing the distribution of the Smart Indonesia card for higher education, especially in frontier, outermost, and underdeveloped areas. According to Wijayati, the reassessment must aim to ensure that the distribution or provision of education assistance by the government is on target. Moreover, data or reports received by her side, the DPR's Commission 10, indicate that only half of the applicants have been found eligible for the KIP for higher education. Meanwhile, she requested that higher education institutions and public be more patient regarding the KIP quota certainty.
To Banyuwangi is Java, we shall come to Witwitan Market. The traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi is located at our small village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the CEP, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Besung Bangsong. Besung Bangsong is a typical food of regional Kidul Hamlet, Singolakan Village, Singojuru Sub-District.
¶¶
tea is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. The sambal has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste can certainly produce delicious food. In Bani Wangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. But now, the sambal can be found at Wittwittan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste the sambal, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Bani Wangi, such as rawon awas, sego jawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
Listening to Brigadier General Chris Tome, Sian Ture, Head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army. The Indonesian National Army has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? Here is the explanation by the Head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Chris Tome, Sian Ture.
Terrorist organization and cyber criminals pose a significant risk to international security. And the channels also need to protect critical infrastructure such as the power grid, transport system, and transport system from cyber attacks. Secondly, we need to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attackers can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the PRI military operations. The PRI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, about cyber defense, that's those things that two corporate need to focus on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PRI family defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. Our cyber security expertise, we need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesian national and cyber security strategy. The reason that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cyber Security Board and Regional Security Initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack, cyber attack division something like that, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either it is military operation for war, or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security.
Pasoni is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasoni is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasoni. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is being crushed or passed using a tool made of wood or large stones. When you wait for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry, the solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kabete. To make kazumami, initially kabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the kabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kazumami is generally made with a diameter of 10 centimeters and a height of 10 centimeters and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kazumamis. Kazumami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kazumami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kazumami is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kazumami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener,
You're still here with me, Rain Indonesia today. And don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming in voyagers.id. Shortwave in 35 kHz and 47.55 kHz. We also have our application in AAA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. To the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at AAA.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's encountered with a basin ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally jackal fish, yellow tail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense, so that it is not brittle when smoked.
Consequences,
history of the UNESCO doesn't need to as most of these are oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about the typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angkor master, Dain Uktavian Ujo.
But I'm not worried that other people would say Angkor better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angkor. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angkor. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angkor. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a cool state, but they play Angkor beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angkor can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angkor. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They're more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. Even worried that Angkor recognition as world cultural heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angkor itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO. So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angkor is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angkor is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO activities, related to Angkor have dropped, or even none at all.
In
order to keep Angkor alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angkor movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angkor-related activities in schools. So Angkor now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angkor lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angkor instructors to train the students and to form Angkor ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angkor and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian Traditional Music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga tidak membuka salah satu prodi bambu.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort.
There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. Like a good choir symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools. Support for preserving Angkor would be created if all are aware that Angkor is fun, as perceived by the artist Angkor, Dain Uktavian Ujo.
Let's create Angkor awareness. Angkor is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's take a jam. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angkor is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turns out that Angkor is like this. Tourist visits during the 2025 aid holiday period, surpassing the project target of 1.1 million. The increase was attributed to the extended holiday duration and flexible work from anywhere policies, leading to early homecomings despite the surge in visitors. Hotel occupancy rates remains around 50% as many tourists opted for more